Warning, the following program is designed for casual wrestling fans and is meant purely for entertainment. If you're SAWFT, proceed at your own risk. Viewer discretion is advised. Brother, I'm going on a wild Hulk Hogan. If I like get some moment, I'll make sure it's an explosion. Cause lately I've been seeing stars, trying to kick out on this choke horse. But it's no horse bar, middle finger like a Stone Cold.
What is good, everybody? This is your boy, We Too Deep. We are back with another episode of the Slappin' Me Wrestling Podcast. And this one's going to be a little bit different. I didn't really have much plan. Wasn't planning on doing an episode today, but I saw a segment last night on James and Cody's show where Cody did some trivia, and it got me thinking, you know, we're going to do something similar with this. So for my audio listeners, this may be an episode that you may want to go to the YouTube page and go and take a look at. We are going to do a couple trivia quizzes. I'm not going to spend an hour doing this, but we'll probably do like three or four. See what WWE trivia I know, and move on from there. Before we get there, though, we do have some housekeeping and some some housekeeping and one other segment that I do want to touch on before we get to the trivia. So the housekeeping is as you can see, there's a little bit of changes going on with the intro so far that you've seen in the logo. You know, I'm not good with pointing and all that stuff in the corner down here, right?
You probably, if you've watched the program enough, you'd be like, bro, you've been changing your logo like a lot in the 2.5 years you've been here, right? Well, this one's gonna stay. I actually like this one. So the other ones I've sort of created, this one's AI generated, and it actually looks really good. And so I do enjoy this logo a lot. As much as I liked the other one, it was one of the better ones that I've personally created. I do like this one a lot. The second thing with housekeeping is to go to the Slapping Meat Wrestling merchandise shop. I haven't really brought this up a lot, in that a lot of time, you know, I haven't really promoted this, haven't done a lot of designs or anything. I created a couple newer ones for you. I'm gonna pull those up on the screen for you, that way you can see them. So you have the Keep Calm and Slap Meat shirt. So all of these designs are in t-shirts or hoodies. I think there's a logo like die-cast sticker you could put on the back of your car, on your phone case or computer or something like that, right? I'm a Wavy D girl. We also have I'm a Wavy D guy, I'm a Wee Too Deep guy, and I'm a Wee Too Deep girl. Sort of a play on that Paul Heyman shirt. We have the Netflix and Tussle design that's not on here, but, you know, with us heading towards Netflix and Raw and Netflix and stuff like that, right? We've had that up there for a minute. Easy way to get there is just slappingmeatwrestling.com. use code WE2DEEP, and you can get I think it's 10% off your order. Again, that's we, W-E, the number two, D-E-E-P, for 10% off at slappingmeatwrestling.com. All right, so let's get into this first topic, and then we'll get into the trivia that I know you guys are dying to see me do. This is something I just found out, you know, probably a few minutes before going on and recording this, and that is apparently there are rumors that TNA is looking at bringing Tessa Blanchard back into the company. However, there have been reports as well that there's some pushback between the roster and that a lot of people aren't happy with it due to the nature of why she left TNA the first time in the first place. I'm not going to get into all the allegations. If you don't know what happened and you want to know what happened, you can go look it up and do your own research on that. Here's my sort of point on my whole argument on this is Tessa has spent a lot of time outside of mainstream wrestling, sort of paying her dues, re-earning her spot. And from what I can tell, there's been a you know, some of the people that she agitated in the first place have sort of forgiven her from it and have said that she's a different person. So, excuse me, if that is the case, why can't we? Because I know there's a lot of other wrestlers and a lot of fans who aren't as forgiven to Tessa Blanchard, right? And so I'm a person who I thoroughly believe in second chances. And that if she is truly a different person, why are we not allowing her the second chance? She at one point was the biggest up-and-coming women's wrestler, like, compared onto the level of, like, Charlotte Flair, right? And I'm not the biggest, like, proponent of this, like, if she gets canceled once, she can't learn from her mistakes. She was, like, 22, 23, right? I'm a big proponent of second chances, especially if she has learned from the mistakes that she has made, right? And so I would be absolutely ecstatic to see Tessa Blanchard back in a ring on a major company. Especially someone like TNA. I don't get the fans that are like, oh no, she can't ever come back. Right. And that's my big issue with woke culture, with the IWC, who tends to participate in woke culture, where like they cancel you and you can never come back, right? You can never be redeemed in that culture, in that type of ideology. There is no salvation from being canceled once you're canceled, right? And so, yeah, that to me is an issue within that ideology. And so if Tessa Blanchard, you know, she's been forgiven by a lot of the people that she negatively affected the first time. So if they're able to forgive her, I think as wrestling fans, we have to allow her the ability to have this second chance, right? That's as far as I'll say on that topic. That's the one thing that I wanted to talk about. Let's get into the fun and games here as I pull up this year. So this first one that we're going to run, first off, this website's called Jetpunk. I don't know if this is going to lag at all while I'm recording. This first one's going to be Royal Rumble winners. We're heading into Royal Rumble season. We're going to see if I can guess all the Royal Rumble winners. So how Jetpunk works, let's say, for example, answer if I type in the name Flair. Now this wouldn't happen for WWE, but let's say I was doing a WCW quiz and I type in the name Flair, and an answer is David Flair and Ric Flair, right? By typing in the name Flair, that pops up both names, right? anyone with that name would pop up, right? So, and then every single time that person has won will pop up as well. So that's going to happen on this one. So, for example, there's a time limit. I don't know the time limit on this one. It doesn't tell me until I push play. But we'll go ahead and click. So we got 4 minutes. So the first one, so like when I type Rhodes, Rhodes is going to pop up, right? So we know Austin's won numerous times. I'm going to say Orton. I know Sheamus has won once. Kurt Angle has not. Okay. Roman's won one. I think Rollins has won one. The Rock has won one. Triple H, I believe he's won two. Oh, Batista has won. No, 2014, definitely 2005. Another one, Nakamura, didn't he win 2018? Yep. McIntyre won 2020. That was COVID year. Oh, boy. Bret Hart won. That's right. That was the year. It was him and Luger, right, that tied. Cena won twice. Warrior didn't win it. Okay. Did Hogan? Hogan won it twice. Savage hasn't won it. Yoko won it, didn't he? He did. Did Undertaker ever? Undertaker did. For some reason, yeah, Kane's never won it, which is crazy. Brock Lesnar. None of the Hardys have won it. Boy. Big John. So see, I knew one of the first two were from random. I can't think of the other one from that time period. Vince won it, didn't he? Yeah, 99. Oh, Benoit was 2004. Eddie, I believe, if I could spell. Eddie never won it. Interesting. Oh, 06 was Mysterio. Seconds. Who the hell was 2021? I was watching at that point. Oh boy, think. Oh boy. I know I'm not gonna get 96 or the older ones. Edge, Edge, 11, no, is that not Ziggler? Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know if I can name 2011. I know I'm not going to get the older ones. yeah, so we're going to stop there. That 23 or 27 is not bad. That was more of an excuse me. That's an easier one. We'll do a little bit harder ones here. With the next one. Let's see what I missed here. Del Rio. That's why I wouldn't have done it. Okay, so Del Rio. Shawn Michaels. And Flair. Jesus Christ. I said his name. Duh. Yeah, I should have got Flair and Shawn. I would have never got Jim Duggan. That's crazy. And Del Rio probably would have never got. That is crazy. All right, let's see what else we got going on here for WWE quizzes. Yeah, we're not doing all Rumble entrances. Let's see. Let's do. I want to see if I can do one. Okay. Let's do this one. This one will be fun. Can I name all the WrestleMania opponents of The Undertaker? I'm assuming it includes his losses. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, a traditional person would have done this in order, but I know I can't do this in order. So, the first one I'm going to do is WrestleMania 9, I believe, was Giant Gonzalez. I don't know why I know that, but I do know that. he faced Bray Wyatt, lost to Lesnar, lost to Reigns. I was at 33. He had Cena. He had AJ Styles. And his last one, we know he had Triple H. 3 times he had Orton. He had Punk. 32 was Shane. Batista. Edge. Shawn Michaels. Oh, boy. I can't think of 22 off the top of my head right now. Yoko, I believe. No, it wasn't Yoko. He didn't get it. Okay, so this is where I'm probably going to be stuck. Now I got to think of opponents that he would have faced at this time. Kane was two of them. No. Oh, I spotted wrong. That's why. Yeah, we may be stuck here for a minute. Let me think this one through. Because he wouldn't have been fed anyone. He would have beat like a top star, right? First off, what year was 2022? That's probably a good question to figure out. So 32 was 16, so 22 would be 2006. God, I don't know. Yeah, I think we're going to have to stop here. I got the easy ones. Let's see. Big Boss Man. Did he face Bam Bam? Now. Yeah, see, now I'm just guessing names. Yeah. All right. So, what we're going to do here is we're going to say we got 19 to 27. Not bad. We'll see what I missed. Flair again. God damn. Mark Henry, I would never got. Snuka. Yeah, probably. Look, I guess Nash. That should have counted. Sid, I probably should have got. Okay. Yeah. And the ones I didn't get were the more common. I mean, that one should have probably been. No. But the more commonly missed ones, that's fine. Let's do a couple more. of these. What is this? Okay, so this was from 2014, which was the last time it was updated. So, this one looks stupid as shit. I'm going to get all of these because that's AJ Lee. I'm sorry, Miss Daniel Bryan. Duh, that's Brie. Duh. Brie Bella. Nikki Bella is not on here. Okay, we got Naomi. Is that Emma? That's retarded. Let's see. Alicia Fox is not on here. Okay, Cameron. Is that Oksana? Yeah. All right, everything was Eva Marie. British Diva. Who the, what the, no. Queen of Hearts is Natty. Natalia. If I could spell. AJ's Bodyguard. Was that not Tamina? Vicky. Summer Rae. Costa Rican. I gotta remember the 2000. This is when I first started watching. Oh God. Caitlyn's not none of these. Oh, Paige. Did not Paige. Okay, who else is British? Oh, God. I don't know these two. I'm going to be... Oh, and I'm missing... Did I not put... Okay, so I know Nikki. Duh. Oh, my word. Who was on the roster in 2014? Who the fuck is Costa Rican? How much I got? 2 minutes. Oh my God. Rosa Mendez. Okay, cool. British? Bruh. Who the fuck is British? Because the only other person I could think of at the time was Layla. Was still on the roster. Paige was on the roster, but I already tried Paige. Let's try. No. I got 30 seconds. British. Yeah, I have zero idea who this is. Did I not type Layla? She's fucking British. Bro, that's crazy. How did I not know she was British? All right, we're going to move on from WWE because these seem to be a little easy. I want to do... Can we get some AEW up in here? See if I can find some. All Elite Wrestling. Let's do one for the AEW, and then we'll send this thing home. I know this is probably hard to watch. So here's what we'll do. We'll do all AEW title winners. When was this updated? As of November the 26th. I'm not going to do good, but we're going to see how good at this I can do. All right. So we know Jericho was the first one. We know Moxley was a world champion. Hangman Page at several different points. Omega. We know the Young Bucks were tag champions. Britt Baker. You know, Riho. Nyla Rose. Jamie Hayter. Tony Storm. MJF, Adam Cole, baby. No, they were ROH tag champions. Who was the third? Oh, Sheeta. Mariah May. We know Monet's going to be on there. We know Jade's going to be on there. Is it Cardgill? Chris Statlander, Willow. I don't know how to spell her name. There we go. Nah, it's I, not E. Okay. SCU was the first tag team champions. The Acclaimed. The Guns. excuse me. Cassidy. Darby. Sting was his tag team partner. Cody, Guevara, Swerve, Keith Lee, Brody Lee, Danielson, two more world champions. Who am I missing on the world champion? Who was the other TBS? Who did Willow win it from? Soraya? She was world champion. Oh, God. Trios champions. Was it Death Triangle? One of them. And then Lucha Bros. Ospreay was a TBS champion. A Continental, that's Okada. Who was the other one? Jay White. Jay White won one. Briscoe? I don't know the other Continental champion. Jack Perry was a TNT champion. Daniel Garcia is now current TNT champion. Who's current international champion?
Let's see. Let's think here. Who beat Britt for the title? Who the fuck beat Britt for the title? I don't know. Tag team. Who did Darby and Sting beat?
I don't know any of their trios either.
I might be stuck. Let's see. Ruby Soho, did she ever win anything? No.
Wardlow, I don't want it. What's his name?
Fuck.
Christian Cage. Okay, that's Kill Shot then, or Kill Switch, excuse me. And Nick Wayne. Luchasaurus won it. Who the fuck? What is his name? Hobbs. Hobbs, House of Black. Oh, what the fuck is the rest of that team name? Did Julia Hart ever win a title? She did. Okay, so that's the other one. What is the other fucking? I'm just gonna type House of Black. I can't think of the other dude's name. Brody King. Okay. Excuse me. Oh, fuck. Who did Jack Perry beat for the title? I don't know that one. Copeland. That's who it was. Copeland, Perry didn't beat nobody. Copeland was hurt. Excuse me. Tag champions. Let's go back to that. I feel like I should know the other world titles, or world champions too. Kazarian, no. We might be at a crossroad here. I don't know who the current international champion. Pac? Okay, so Pac was the first one. Who is Pac with now? Oh shit. What the fuck is his name? Claudio. And who the fuck is the other member of that group? I know it's not Eddie Kingston, but I'm going to put him in here because I think he won another. Yeah, he was the first one. Okay. Oh, God. Who the fuck is the other member of that group? Is it Yuta? Wheeler. Okay, so we got Continental done. We got World Trios done. We got TBS done. The one with the least amount of history. I don't know what else is going on here. Who the fuck did Sting and Darby beat? See, my trick was I was just going to start throwing names, but now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. I have no idea. We got about 70 seconds left. Let's put our mind to it here. Jay White, I think I've already tried. Oh, what the fuck was his... Rusev, what the fuck was his name? Miro. I don't know. Do I know? Tina, did she ever win anything in AEW? No. Excuse me. Alright. About 10 seconds left. We're going to see if we can get any final guesses. I don't have anything else. I'm going to be highly upset at this. Alright, let's see what I missed. CM fucking Punk. No. In Samoa. Okay. Thunder Rosa. FTR. Starks and Bill would have never gotten. That one should have been easy. That one, Thunder would have been easy. Punk and Joe, I should have got. Phoenix, I typed Lucha Bros and not Phoenix, or else he would have popped in. Takeshka, okay. And then Samoa would have popped up. Scorpio Scott, God. Okay. So, that's all I got for y'all tonight, or today. Just a little bit of fun. You know what? Actually, let's do one more AEW one, just to be fair. We'll do one more AEW one. Just to be fair, we'll do an AEW one more final quiz here for AEW. It's not much more you could do for AEW. Let's find a good one. Okay, what is this? Every wrestler to win championships in both WWE and them. I feel like that's like a small list of people. There's only like, what, 7 answers? Oh, I guess not. Okay. So let's try this. Who's won a title? Well, Punk. Jericho. Moxley. Did that take Mox? Yeah. Keith Lee. Did I take Keith Lee as well? FTR. TNT. Copeland. It's not that top one. No? Okay. Christian Cage. That take. Oh, this, how old is this thing? Pac. Samoa Joe. Who the fuck is a 3-time TNT champion that's also been in WWE? Miro? Who the fuck won the TNT? Cody? Okay. How many more? We got? I got 6 more. 1-time Trios champion, NXT tag champion, Raw tag. So, a tag team? Who the fuck is... Neville? I feel okay, there you got Pac there. One-time NXT champion, trios champion. I don't fucking know. Paige, Soraya. Monet wasn't in there in 23 when this quiz was made. Oh, God. Adam Cole? No, Roddy Strong? Who the fuck else was the North America champion? Big Bill? Yeah, I don't think I know all of this. What the fuck? One-time world champion, women's. Toni Storm. Okay, she did win the U.S. Okay. It says these four answers. I have no idea. Who's been an NXT champion? Cole. That's left. Robinson? Juice Robinson? No. I don't think C.J. Parker was ever... This 10-time world tag team is going to drive me insane. Who the fuck is that? Casting. No. Oh, God. Sting never won in WWE. Fucking retard. Billy Gunn? Okay. one time. NXT tag team. One time cruiserweight. Is that Swerve? Okay, so the other, okay, so he did win in North America. So one time NXT champion, one time world trios. Who the fuck has been a trios champion? Cruiserweight is also won the trios. Cruiserweight is also won the trios. I don't know. We did our best. We'll end on a good one here, I guess. I don't fucking know. Okay, Malachi Black, that explains a lot. I'm retarded, but okay. See, this is fun. Let's see if we can find one more. Oh, I like this one. The top 100 wrestlers with the most championship wins in WWE. I like this one right here. We're going to do this one. This is how we'll end it. We'll end it with this because there's, 100 people. So the first one is, pause for a minute. All right. First one's R-Truth. I'm going to have to. Flair is going to be on here. Roman Reigns is going to be on here. Hogan's going to be on here. I'm not doing this in order, by the way. Orton's going to be on here. Cena's going to be on here. Sabu. Not going to count. Foley. Rhino. No, who the fuck was a 27-time hardcore champion? Don't fucking know. Triple H is going to be on here. Rock is going to be on here. Austin's going to be on here. Lesnar is going to be on here. Batista is probably going to be on here. Eddie. Benoit. Angle. We're just naming guys at this point. Edge. Oh, wow. Christian's going to be on there. The Dudleys will probably be on there. The Usos are going to be on there. Let's see here. Raven. That's who it was. Okay. The bad shrimp aren't on here. I'm trying to think. Oh, Test is on here. Okay. Oh. I don't know these two. I'm going to be honest with you. We're going to go down. Booker T. Going to be on here. Stevie Ray is probably not going to be on there. Billy Gunn. I'm assuming that's Jesse James. Let's go to the bottom here. The bottom's gonna be real easy. Even Ziggler is on here. Obviously we got women as well. So Charlotte. No Charlotte Flair. Unless I'd already counted him, so Mickey James is who it was. Chavo. what the fuck? Becky Lynch is going to be on here. Dana Brooke. I don't know how to spell Bruno Sammartino. Bruno. Yeah. Rollins. Ambrose. Let's see. NXT Women's Champion. Women's tag team. Is that Sasha Banks? Be it Belair? No. Tozawa's on this list? That's crazy. Women's champion, NXT women's champion, NXT women's tag team champion. Asuka's on the list, but that's not it. Is it? Is it Kairi Sane? Io? I don't know. Is Io Shirai? Yeah, no, NXT 24/7, NXT Tag Team, SmackDown Tag Team, Raw Tag Team. Yeah, I don't know the bottom one. Otis, no. Andy Rose only had one run. The six-time IC. Oh, The Miz is going to be on this list. No. AJ Lee. No. Kane's got to be on the list, right? Undertaker. Got to be on the list. Big E. Kofi. Xavier Woods. Let's see what we got going on here. Spike Dudley's on the list. That's crazy. Tommy Dreamer. Sabu. I think it's Sandman. excuse me. Nash, no, Diesel, Scott Hall, okay, who am I missing? Lashley. He's on the list somewhere. Brian Kendrick. Jericho had to be up here, didn't right? Yeah, there he is. Bret Hart. Savage. Yeah, I don't think I know the rest of these. I could sit here and try to figure them out, but Cesaro. Sheamus. Morrison. Kevin Owens. Sami Zayn. Finn Balor. Damian Priest. We got a Mysterio on the list. When the fuck was this quiz made? is Roman really only a 9-time champion? That's crazy. Oh, Gunther? No. Shelton Benjamin has to be on here. Yeah, I think, yeah. Let's go back down to the bottom. I don't know this. Who's, is that Bailey? She's on the list. Who the fuck has been? Women's tag team. NXT women's tag team. Excuse me. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about with this. Has okay, so that is Raquel. Nikki Cross, because that ridiculous 24/7 bullshit. Greg Moss isn't part of it. Okay. Oh, Carmella has to be on this list. She's had a couple title runs. No? Drake Maverick. That's crazy. We're just guessing he's 24/7, guys. At this point. He's an 8-time 24/7 champion. He's literally got more titles. Gulak. Gonna be on here then. Oh my god. Tamina. Jinder Mahal? I shouldn't know. He's not up. Thank you. Okay. You know, that stupid bullshit out of the way. I don't know any just six-time Intercontinental Champions. All right, yeah, we're going to call it a day here. Because I don't know. But we'll go through what we missed, and then we'll call it a JBL. I should have got Crash Holly, probably would have never gotten him, but Stevie Richards, that's crazy. Would have never got him. Big Show should have gotten RVD, the Hardys, and Goldust. I should have gotten William Shawn Michaels. I don't know what it is today about me missing Shawn Michaels. Cody Rhodes should have got Daniel Bryan. I should have got Road Dogg, Trish, Punk again. I missed Punk. Okay, Nakamura. I thought I'd type them. You know, some of these, you know, would never gotten Mojo. That's crazy. All right, Wade Barrett. Yeah, I've never gotten you. All right, let's call it a day. Hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Let me know what y'all thought, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Slapping Me Wrestling Podcast, which will be our Tuesday episode, where we do our, it's the final episode of the year, Slapping Meat Awards. Hope to see y'all there. We got some cool guests coming, and I'll see you on the next one. So hit that subscribe, come along for the ride. AEWWE, we're always on side. From fantasy booking to baddies that slay, Slapping Meat Wrestling every Tuesday.